Hello there. You'll have to excuse my absence in the previous session as I was busy perusing my extensive library. It is so extensive, in fact, that I got lost in it, and I found myself in a strange chamber, which looked quite like an office building, but with no desks and no furniture of any sort and no windows even, and it was just very maze-like. It took me a while to get out, but I got out, and here I am. Yes. On to today's story, which is titled
The Memory Pawn Shop. "What is this place?" I asked, turning one of the glass vials around in my hand and looking intently at the viscous purple liquid within it.
"It's a pawn shop," answered the clerk. "A pawn shop for thoughts. We specialize in memories. I understand you were looking to sell?"
"Well, I guess I did want to get rid of a few memories. But sell them? To be honest, I didn't expect this.
Can I take a look?"
"Take a look? What do you mean? You want me to tell you about that?" I began saying as the clerk wrapped his big hand around my head, and my mind went blank. By the time I came back to, he was fiddling with a machine at his counter that looked like a combination of a typewriter and a piano organ, with colorful smoke dissipating from the pipes.
"These are pretty sour. Pretty painful. I can't give you much for these, sorry. $5 at most. Final offer."
"That's fine, I guess. I'm looking to get rid of them anyway. If I can get a bag of chips or something out of it, that's just a bonus." The clerk chuckled.
"Oh, no, no, no. You can't spend that money anywhere but here. When you walk out of this store, it'll be gone. You can buy a new memory, though."
I looked at some of the memories. They had different colors, different consistencies, and very, very different price tags. Some cost 0.25, others as much as 10,000. One little amber one caught my eye, and it cost exactly 5. I opened it up and smelled it. It smelled nice, like cinnamon from far away. "I'll take this one," I told the clerk.
"Go ahead," he responded. "Down the hatch. I haven't given you the money yet, so we'll consider it a trade."
I drank it and a memory came to me. My daughter ran up to me with a piece of paper. I didn't have a daughter, but this was my daughter. She had made a drawing of me. The drawing wasn't of me, but it was of me. I would treasure this drawing forever. "That's a wonderful memory. Why would somebody sell that?"
I don't know. I don't pry. Usually they have their reasons. Besides, being sold isn't the only way a memory ends up here."
"But how else?"
"Sometimes it's lost,"